As Mona El-Tahawi mentioned, Tunisians sparked the Arab Spring when they got rid of President Zine Abidine Ben Ali. He fled to Saudi Arabia after his fall from power. Ben Ali has since been tried in absentia in Tunisia and found guilty. Pretty safe to say that many Tunisians are watching the Mubarak trial in Egypt with some degree of envy. But Tunis-based journalist Mourad Tayeb says putting former dictators behind bars is not the main goal of most Tunisians.
They know Mubarak, as well as Ben Ali and other Arab dictators, have to be tried, and they think what they will gain from this trial is not the sentencing of Mubarak or Ben Ali, but rather to restore justice.
Do Tunisians believe that they will ever see the day when their former president Ben Ali will return to Tunisia? Because he's in Saudi Arabia right now. He's been tried in absentia
twice. Nobody believes in that. Nobody expects him to be judged in Tunisia. They know bringing Ben Ali back to Tunisia is a high political issue that nobody can decide but Saudi Arabia. So they don't believe in him coming back to Tunisia to be judged. Tunisians rather aspire to see Ben Ali's clan, rather than himself, be tried and justice restored.
Well, you're talking about the case of 23 relatives and allies of Ben Ali, the former president, who are facing charges now, including illegal possession of foreign currency, trafficking in jewelry, and attempted flight from the country. What is the latest on that trial?
The trial of the 23 people from the Ben Ali clan has been more fascinating, more interesting to Tunisians than the Ben Ali trial a week ago. People tend to forget about Ben Ali as a person and concentrate on his clan, on his family, and people really hate these people and want them to be sentenced or jailed.
Is it that they have actual people to put on trial and that's why this matters more than trying the former president in absentia?
Yeah. Tunisians will never forgive these people from the Ben Ali clan. There are already bad news. Yesterday and today, two former ministers of the Ben Ali government have been released, and people are very angry towards that.
Mourad, just one more question. Does it seem as if the people of Tunisia will not be able to move forward until these trials are behind them?
I don't think the coming elections in October or any other decision will convince Tunisians. Only fair trials and courageous decisions towards the Ben Ali clan will satisfy Tunisians.
Thank you for talking with us, Tunisian journalist Mourad Tayeb in the capital, Tunis. Thanks very much, Mourad.
Thank you very much.